From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese leader expresses anger to the U.S. president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remark at a news conference after discussing the slaying with Mr. Obama in a meeting before the G7 summit. Mr. Obama said he expressed sincerest condolences and deepest regrets over the Okinawa incident. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. She profoundly thanked her countrymen for her release. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner exchange with Russia. Two suspected Russian soldiers were released from Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the widows of two Russian journalists killed in eastern Ukraine had asked him to pardon the Ukrainian pilot. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada has been appointed as the new chief of the group following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone attack last week. The new leader was a deputy to Mansour, along with Sirahuddin Haqqani, the leader of the Haqqani Network. Haqqani has retained his position while the son of the group's founder has been appointed as a second deputy to the new Taliban chief. This is VOA News. The State Department has found Hillary Clinton and other past secretaries of state at fault for failing to follow the department's guidelines to avoid cybersecurity risks. The finding was announced in a 78-page internal audit released Wednesday. The practice began before Clinton's appointment as Secretary of State, but the fact she conducted official business on her personal email account and private server were singled out as more serious. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. Mr. Netanyahu signed the coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu Party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics and takes a hard line on relations with the Palestinians. He will serve as the new defense minister, playing an influential role in key policy decisions on security. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the opposition says it will go ahead Thursday with demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila of trying to delay elections until he can change the constitution to run for a third term. William Clowes reports.
The opposition in the DRC hopes to strike back against President Joseph Kabila after two major setbacks this month. Moise Katumbi, as yet the only opposition leader to declare his candidacy for president, was indicted, accused of recruiting American mercenaries, which he denies. And the Constitutional Court ruled that Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed, as many think they will be. Kabila's term officially ends December 19th. The opposition has reacted furiously, announcing nationwide marches against what one major coalition called the gravediggers of democracy. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief arrangement for Greece after hours of discussions in Brussels Tuesday night. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition for further IMF bailout funds. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its recent reform efforts. In U.S. political news, a New Mexico rally for presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump was disrupted Tuesday evening by demonstrators who broke through barricades. Dozens of police officers, many on horseback, repeatedly warned protesters to stay away from the sidewalk in front of the rally venue. Bottles and rocks were reportedly thrown. A few protesters made it inside the rally, repeatedly interrupting Trump's speech. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.